Welcome to the after show on warm1013.com. Tony and Christy from warm101.3. Nikki's on assignment. Big news day, I suppose.
Yes.
So we found out what makes kids popular.
Okay. And
here's what it is. You ready?
I guess I'm ready.
Being older than other kids.
Nate is older than the other kids.
That's basically
sort of.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the older kid on the bus is always the most popular kid, right?
That's true. I always thought it was the parents that you had. If your parents were cool and popular, then
you
like,
always
you would
hoped
be too.
That was what it was, but that's not it.
It is. It just is what it is, Tony. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's why ninth grade girls date seniors, because they're cooler.
Apparently that's not a thing as much anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are they dating then?
I don't know. But it's not as much of a thing from what I understand, because my niece is a freshman, and it's a whole scenario. Like, there's an older boy that likes her, but then his friends don't, you know.
Want him to go. Okay.
Yeah. Not that they don't, but they just, he feels like that they think it would be okay because she's in ninth grade and he's in 11th grade. Like a whole
it's only
thing.
2 years.
That's what I say.
You know, I'm 5.5 years older than my
but
wife.
But it's not like it used to be, right? Where seniors dated freshmen all the time.
I know.
So who knows?
But it's not a bad thing, Christy. I'm sure your sister's very happy.
I'm kind of relieved myself. Yes.
So I haven't opened, first of all, I haven't opened up a newspaper in years.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even think I've seen a physical newspaper in years. But they still have comics in the newspaper. And tomorrow, the comics. Not all, but a lot of the comics, the ones who will be participating, are going without pants.
Okay. Why?
Well, I guess it's affected, the coronavirus has impacted people's ability to get clothing.
Come on.
And charities haven't received as much donations as they typically do, so the comics, King Features reached out to fellow syndicators, Tribune and Andrews McKeel Universal and all these other groups, and they got together and said, let's go pantless tomorrow. And so the ones that Shoe, High and Lois, Rhymes with Orange, Mallard Fillmore, and they're going to work on incorporating the message to give more. So it's for a good cause.
Right, but strange thing.
So everybody's going to look at Donald Duck tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine. We'll go with that.
I haven't opened newspaper up in such a long time. And I get it. I mean, you know, we're all digital now, so.
Do you wonder what early Earth smelled like? Do you
I've
ever sit around and go, you know, without industrial pollutants from humankind, you know, it probably smelled fresh and natural.
You think?
You would be wrong.
It probably smells like poop.
Yes.
Ah, really?
Scientists say billions of years ago, Earth smelled like rotten eggs, which pretty much is like poopy.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
interesting. So early Earth was stanky.
That's funny.
I thought that was cute.
And they say space smells like bacon.
Oh, well, see, that's nice. See, why bacon?
I don't know. I don't know, but that's what some astronauts have said. It smells like bacon, which is just the weirdest thing in the world as far as I'm concerned. I've contemplated a lot of things. Speaking of space, China has launched a rocket ship, okay, and they're to go to their space station that they're building.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the rocket ship is going to be landing on Earth, when it's crashing toward Earth. Okay, the parts that they let go of when the rocket goes away. So Saturday, there's a piece of a rocket ship that's going to come through the atmosphere, and it weighs like something like, I don't know, 40 tons or something. So a lot of it will burn up in the atmosphere, but not all of it. And they don't know where it's going. Now, our space command is tracking it as best they can.
Well, how is that allowed?
It happens. You know, Skylab fell to Earth in the 70s. And they were, you know, they had stupid Skylab hats, you know, and stuff. I think parts of it landed on Australia. It was in the mid 70s, so you were just a little girl.
Yeah.
And but it's you know, kind of hilarious that this is actually, you're right. How's that allowed to happen? Well, it's happening no matter if it's allowed or not, because and it's just the way it is. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm looking for my cut of the dad. I want to play this cut of the dad again.
I'm just thinking about Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for one thing. One thing.
What was that?
Well, because we're going to Pittsburgh, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Jason said, you got to clean out your new car. Like, you have a new car, clean it out. And I go, I think you should do it for Mother's Day.
Yes.
That's all I want. We all want one thing, at least one thing, right?
Yeah, I got to talk to my son because he was in charge. I said, because he lives in New York City. I said, here's your budget. It'll come from you, Leslie, and me. You find something cool for mom in New York City.
Oh, so you want him to find
Yes, because he said he brought it up. I said,
I
okay.
heard you on the phone with your wife. Did you tell her what
no.
you did?
Oh, no,
okay,
of
I heard
not.
You talking about something.
No, I just told her, you know, because she was upset because Adam called me about something. And he was telling me some great news that's happening to her.
Oh, and
so I said, oh, first of all, he just out of the blue he called me about Mother's Day. I said, we called him.
Oh, okay. So
I said, and the
she
other
got
good
jealous.
News. The good news was he says, oh, and this, and oh, and that. So she goes, because you know he could call me and tell me too.
You know what? I would be the same way. I have done that myself, and my kid's only 12.
Well, you're ridiculously needy. It's unbelievable.
First
you should
of all,
see somebody.
The last person I am is needy.
Oh God!
But what I like to know is everything.
Yeah, right. No, because you're not.
I am not. No, I'm not.
Oh God, Christy, you need
you
this
have no idea. I am the least high maintenance person I know.
Then you don't know anybody, because I got news for you.
You're high maintenance.
I am so low maintenance. It's
you're
ridiculous.
High maintenance, man.
You really need some fresh professional help. So, I love this story about this dad who went on TikTok after spending a day with his kids and held a press conference. You know how they do after baseball
yes.
games. This is the funniest thing you'll hear all day.
Did you sum up the day?
Yeah, honestly, just felt like we got behind early after the milk spill and the marker on the wall. We just felt like we were playing catch up the rest of the day.
Right before you went to the store, you called a timeout. Was there an attitude change after that?
Yeah, it felt like we were losing our heads there for a minute, so we wanted to just calm things down and get back to the basics.
Did you ever find your keys?
No. No idea where they are.
You gave them a snack half hour before dinner. Was that planned?
No, lost track of time. Wasn't thinking. And so, you know, 3 bites of dinner, that's on me.
It didn't look like you had many answers to the double teams.
Is that a question?
It gets fed up with the guys. Is that a question? That's just great. Because that's how dads feel, whether or not it actually happens.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like when we come home with the kids. So you know, we get the third degree. You might as well just put a light bulb over our head and swing it, so you know, in a dark room.
Well, maybe we wouldn't have to ask these questions if things were done and we had confidence that we didn't need to ask them. But normally...
The kid's still alive, right? That's all that matters.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But still, the kid needs to eat, the kid needs to go to the bathroom, the kid needs to be taken care of.
Okay.
Especially when the children are really young. Mm-hmm. And we don't feel that you do as adequate a job as we
do. Of course you don't. Even if we did an adequate job, you still wouldn't feel that way because that's your nature.
right.
All right. That's the podcast.
We're better than you.
Yes, of course. We all know that. That's the podcast. Please share it with your friends at warm1013.com and all your socials. And we'll see you tomorrow on the radio.